Simen Shin Vav. We're holding in the middle of Sif Vav, where the Mechaber said the Chefetz Shemaim is mutter to speak about the Psigas Tzaka and Vekeach Iske Rabim, the Shadich, to make Shaduchim, discuss these things on mutter and Shabbos, and Lam the Sif for Umnis to discuss if you're going to hire somebody to teach Torah to your son, or even to teach Umnis to your son, teach him a business, a craft that he could do to make Parnasa. And the Mechaber says that you can discuss with somebody if he wants to be hired by you to take the job, to be a Melamed for Torah, or to teach your son the Umnis, teach him a craft, something in business. But to actually hire him and make up an exact salary, that the Mechaber says also, which the Bur points out, they already had this concept in Sif Gimel, and the Rama over there, it's a Machlekes, and the Mechaber's being Machra on that Shiloh. The Rama says over here, that place where the meaning is, to the person gets Aliyah, makes a Mishaberach, and he makes a Nether, how much he's going to give, whether with a Nether or a Bli Nether, how much he's going to give to Stokka, how much is a gift to the Chazan, that the way the Chazan will get paid. It's also due on Shabbos, because you're making up an exact amount of how much you're going to give. The Meister Moss is the Minig is to make, because Mutter lifts the Stokka. That's a concept of Stokka over here. And Mr. Burr explains that even though the Chazan might be a wealthy person personally, since the reason why we're giving him money is in order they should daven for the Amud, so therefore it's considered Tzarech Mitzvah and similar to lifts the Stokka. What about selling the Aliyahs and selling the Mitzvahs, the Psychas and Aliyahs and Shul? Mishbur says Machlekes, is that considered a problem Mekach Memka doing business on Shabbos, or is a mutter? There's no actual item that's being bought, it's not a physical item in the place, and they get to, it shouldn't be Meicha against them. However, he says buying seats in Shul, like a membership drive to buy seats, or to sell the Esregim, after the mitzvah was over, they used to sell the Esregim, people would buy them, to eat them, or to smell them, that's definitely also, that's considered regular business Mekach Memka. To buy a Shefer or an Esreg, a Yamta for the Meicha Esregim is also also. Mekach Memka, Mishbur says also, whether bepeh, whether to actually give over the item. Either way, it's all also because you might come to Ksiva. Shamiyova Luchtev, you might come to write down the transaction. It's also also to give a matana to your friend on Shabbos and Yom Tov, because it's similar to Mekach Memkar, because the transaction going on, it's going from being yours to being his when you give it over to him. However, matana is a little more lenient after Tzarech Shabbos Yom Tov or some sort of Tzarech Mitzvah, then it's mutter. We'll learn more about that, but then we get to some Shinch of Gimel. Similar to give a mashkin, a collateral to your friend on behalf of her alone. So it's also also Shabbos, but here also it's okay if it's Tzarech Mitzvah or Tzarech Shabbos. And Shmuel brings from the Magen Avraham that therefore that which was the old minig to give a matana to the chassan who dashed and the chassan who sash to Guterre and Shaw, I guess it was Shab Shavroch, maybe by his Eifrof, so they would give him matana, give him kelim as matana on Shabbos after he dashed, and that's not appropriate because since you're giving him an item, it's Mekach Memkar, it's a matana, and that's us. Shmuel says if people take on that they want to give him a financial gift and give you a certain amount of money, they tell him that could be his mutter because you're not really mechliv. You're telling him you're going to give him, but really you could turn around and back out afterwards, you know, and therefore it's okay. In Siv Zayin, the Mechaber says that even though it's also to make measurements, to measure things in Shabbos, that's over the chol, but if it's medida shemitzvah for mitzvah purposes, then it's okay. For example, to measure in the mikvah if it's 40 saw, that's something that would be an example of a case that's for mitzvah and it's mutter. Mr. Burr explains, you know, in general, regular shvus, not mutter, malka mitzvah. But measuring, it's not regular shvus, it's also of the chol, which is no more lenient, and therefore malka mitzvah, it's okay. Similarly, Mr. Burr discusses somebody wants to measure an overhang from a wall, see if it's a tavach, to know if it's going to bring tumas meis from one room to a different room, from the room where the meis is to the next room, even though technically the kohanim could go out, there's no reason the kohanim to be there. But still, since right now you're doing it for mitzvah purposes, because the Kohanim wants to be there at Shirei Torah, it's not considered the problem of the Chol. Same thing, someone wants to measure Bittul B'Shishim, if Isser fell into a pot of Heter or to a pan of Heter, and now you want to see if there's 60 of Heter connected to Isser, to Mevatlet, that also you're allowed to measure on Shabbos, because now of the Chol, it's being done for halachic purposes. Mechaber also says that somebody's taking a measurement for a lachash, for something that's done for refuah, for a chole, that's mutter, if it's for refuah purposes, it's similar to Midrash Mitzvah, and it's also mutter to do on Shabbos, and Mr. Bruce says the refuah is a goof, it's mitzvah. Healing somebody is considered mitzvah, and therefore medida for medical purposes is considered mitzvah, and it's mutter to do on Shabbos. Chayyim would be taking someone's temperature, see if they have fever. Chayyim also would be okay. Obviously, we're talking about somebody's doing it in a oifen of hetter. There's no other issues besides the electric, etc. But besides the etzem measuring, let's say old-fashioned mercury thermometer, where there's no other malach involved, just the measuring would be okay since we've done for refuah is a goof, refuah is a goof mitzvah, and therefore measuring for refuah is mutter. Shmuel Bavarns, the very of my refuah, there's gzera, you're not allowed to do because of shchika samanim, unless someone's a real chayla, that's nafal mishka, v'chayla shem bezakana. But the refuah, the Mechaber's talking about here, they're doing the measurements for, it doesn't have any item, it's a lachash that the ladies would do. The isser, the gzera shchika samanim by refuah is only if there's an actual mashka or oichal that you're giving the chayla to ingest. But just to measure whatever, they would measure this thing and put it on the chayla as a lachash, that there's no gzera shchika samanim, and the measuring is mutter, because medida shemitzvah, since it's for refuah purposes.